And that's
I got him in the light for you.
See, dough color. He know that ain't dough color. That's kind of brown.
Okay. And this one?
Mm-hmm, that's dough color.
Okay. And this one?
That's light green.
Okay. And that one?
That's yellow.
Okay. And this one?
And that's light blue.
Okay. And this one?
That's that's light blue, ain't it?
Okay. And this last one?
And that one is that's light. Green.
Okay, fine.
Well, I think that's all the specific questions we have.
What if we could do one thing? Could we ask your wife to look at the colors too?
Yes.
She might, you know, have
different Lady, colors. Come here and look at these colors, Yon. Check these fellas out. I wouldn't say boys. I know they're old boys on me. Don't mean no harm, but these young fellas nowadays don't love for you to call them boys. I figured the men would grow where you call. Don't mean a bit of harm. Seems to be more pat on that than I is. Women's is better.
Well, you know, women, almost all women can see colors better than men.
That's right.
Hi. Hi there.
We'd just like you to look through these colors and tell us what color you call them. You can just go right through and start with that one and then just go ahead and tell us what they are.
This is a red.
Oh, okay.
Yellow. Blue. Green. Purple. Gray. White. I'm not too sure what I call it.
Okay.
Or tan.
Uh-huh.
Some lighter green, different shade of green, a beige, now green,
okay.
A little darker now green, lattice they call it now.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Okay. I think we got most all of it then.
May I ask a question?
Certainly.
Why is this survey being done?
Well, see, we're students from Emory University in Atlanta, and there are students going out all over the state of Georgia with an exact same questionnaire and asking people in small communities, you know, the same questions. And then the idea is to find out if, you know, say people in North Georgia will use the same terms to, well, describe these colors, for instance. And then hopefully someday we'll have all the state covered, and then we'll have an idea of the, you know, of what the particular language is for each community. And it's really just research for this particular thing is.
In a way,
you find quite a difference in some sections.
Certainly do.
In a plain way of speaking, you find out how many crazy people there is in the
community. Yeah.
Well, we don't speak the language as well as we know it all the time.
Well,
and there's some children that's taught from the coming up them things, and there's some of them even taught that.
Well, it's really interesting how it will change in just small areas.
Yeah, that's right.
But that's the basic idea of the whole study, and we do want to tell you how much we appreciate your helping us, because this is
a
big help for us.
I think I could have been a little more apt if my mind had been more settled. I'm kind of upstirred a little about my Social Security.
Yeah, I understand that.
That's what I'm going to find out now. Well, can I pay in? You know, that some folks pay it in.
Well, that's a good lesson for anybody coming on behind.
Oh.
He has been said, everybody must file.
Uh-huh.
And who don't file, who know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we just don't do the things that we're asked to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It
costs money all along.
Yeah. So, if we file, That's a good thing to do.
And I believe the best way to do this thing is my way of thinking.
George, excuse me.
To keep from getting somebody in trouble is to pay this thing out. Paying the money. You understand?
Yeah.
Because you get somebody in trouble if you go there and say, who you work? Well, did he take it out? Yeah, he said he took it out. I know he took it out. Uh-huh. But it was figured out of my payroll, see, but he didn't turn it in.
Yeah. You think that the government's doing a good thing with all this, or is it the employers who are not turning it in, right?
It's the people that's not turning it in.
Mm-hmm.
And it, take it from you and they keep it.
Yeah.
Pay it on them. Yeah. That's what it is.
Uh-huh.
And it'll get them in trouble if they...
Yeah.
And if I give that man his name and then he call him up and say, did I work with him? Mm-hmm. You see? Oh, yeah. And I stand up and say, yeah, I did work with him. He had to want to find out what year did I work with him, you see?
Uh-huh.
He'd get him in trouble. He'd have to go back there.
He sure would.
If there's a way I can pay it in and not have that trouble, you see? I got some in, but I ain't got enough in.
Yeah.
I ain't got enough in.
Well, I think...